You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Flip through some of today's popular magazines, and you'll likely spot artist and freelance illustrator Thomas Allen's work. He's famous for making pop-up book-like cutouts using thrift store novels and then photographing them. He'll teach a workshop at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts next weekend. Allen's art has been in the New York Times, The Atlantic, The Wall Street Journal, even the French newspaper Le Monde. And all of this from a garage on his family's farm in Coloma.
I feel very fortunate, and when I give public lectures, people ask me how do you break into the magazine illustration business? And I'm honest. I say, you know, if I knew the secret, I would tell you, because in my case, it literally fell on my lap. I never sought out the magazines. They've always come to me.
For him, one show in New York City made a big difference. Allen says after his exhibit at Foley Gallery, the phone kept ringing. When I visited him in Coloma, he was working on a piece for National Geographic. It's for an article on comic book characters and diversity.
For example, one is Native American, one's Latino, African American women, Midnighter and Apollo are gay and married. So it's been a real learning experience for me because I'm not really a comic book fan. So these are all hand cut and then folded and then layered over top of each other to create one huge composition.
Allen cut out characters from comic books and instead stood them up on top of the books to create a 3D scene. Then he got his camera. Allen has displayed the cutouts by themselves before, like 3D paper models, but it's really the photographs that make his art what it is. Allen says taking a photo allows the viewer to see what he sees. He also uses light and composition to create interest. When he makes art for a publication, Allen's cutouts often appear to pop out of the books from whence they came. He did several of these for author Jasper Ford's book-themed novels in his Thursday Next series. But in Allen's creative work, he likes to put ordinary thrift store characters into unexpected places. For his exhibit, Beautiful Evidence, Allen put a whimsical spin on science.
And so here you have these boys playing marbles, but I put them on top of a map of the solar system, so it looks like they're playing marbles of the planets.
Allen's latest exhibit, Paint by Numbers, is more pop out than pop up. He used an X-Acto knife to cut iconic faces out of paint swatches.
I was just picking paint for something else, and I saw the titles of the paint colors, and I thought they were kind of ridiculous. And I thought, well, when did paint become humanized? And I started picking paint colors, not by the hue, but by what they said on them. So here we have, this is a self-portrait, and the paint color is Storyteller. Here's Sarah Palin, and the color is Sea Urchin. Shooting Star, and you have the Lone Ranger. And then this is Divine White. So there's Divine from John Waters' Hairspray.
Allen has come a long way from when he started cutting up books 20 years ago. He remembers his first cutout book project. It was the cover of a mystery novel on his uncle's bookshelf.
This is the one that actually started it all. This is the book called The Saint on the Spanish Main. And I was cutting this one day. And I had this woman in the background. I had her popped up, and I pulled these forward, and I realized that, oops, it's torn, that if you look at it from one point of view, it looks three-dimensional, like they're fighting.
Allen says he's lucky. His work can be seen in books and magazines all over the world, and he doesn't even have to leave his garage.
You know, I tell students that you don't need expensive equipment. You don't need a fancy studio. It's just, you know, it's you who makes the work, and you make it work wherever you are.
Allen will teach a workshop at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts June 10th through 12th. A few of his works will be on display at the KIA until after the workshop. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.